Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Normally, right, Friday, Nicola Duke, Queen of Cryptocurrency, who's having a big back tattoo done. Normally, Fridays are quite a nice day, or Thursdays are. Today, literally, I thought my system, my Vox Markets platform was broken because I had about seven stocks in the red, not one in the green, or the blue, whatever, whichever colour your platform shows. So I thought, what's going on here? It's a bit of worry here, you know?
Profit-taking.
It's thawed a bit now. I've got sort of four stocks in the green, but I've got the majority. I'd say about seven stocks in the red, so not good. But BT is still teetering, Nicola. Still teetering.
It's not teetering anymore. You know, we had a bit of a biggish bullish candle 2 days ago, but we've broken down. We broke down yesterday and overnight, and we're headed lower. Here's the thing. So we've got, I'm looking for not a big pullback in this one, either 8,600 or 8,200 to be support.
Did I say Bitcoin or BT? What did I say then?
You said BT. Oh, did you say Bitcoin?
You're doing a Bitcoin chart. I'm talking about BT.
Okay, I'll do BT afterwards.
No, don't BT. What's happening with Bitcoin? Because it's breaking down a bit, isn't it?
It is breaking down.
I said a while really back. What did I say? I said 6,000 is going to. That's what you want to load
up. We bounced twice off 6,000 area. We're not going to... At some point, you know... Well, here's the thing... The biggest cryptocurrency convention is called Consensus. Yeah. And Consensus 2018 is next week in New York. And it really is the biggest one. 3 years ago, following Consensus, Bitcoin rallied 30% nearly. Last year, in the week of Consensus, Bitcoin rallied 69%. It really is a market mover. This year, Consensus 2018 is three times bigger than Consensus 2017. So I think that we might go to hell in a handbasket, but it probably won't happen next week.
No, but do you know what, though? That's been done now. The consensus won't keep having that effect because, you know, after a while, people just get used to it, complacent, blasé with it. I'm telling you, that spike lower it had, when was it? On the 2nd of 2018, 6th of February, 5999. It's going back to there. It's going back to 6,000, around 6,000 number. That's what it's going to, 6,000. That's the level. Load up.
We'll see. You know, I'm open to it. To be honest, if we close below 8,200, I agree that we will retest 6,000 area lows. Yeah.
Well, look at it. It's, you can do that little line, can you? Downwards. Almost. It did break that. In fact, it doesn't work, that line, but I'm trying to line down. It broke that, but it's coming down. I think it'll have not a huge... It'll just go up and down, but it'll go down there. Then it'll build a base there, consolidate. It'll build from there, Nick. Then it'll sort of steadily, gradually build up towards that 20,000 again. You know, but it'll be a while yet, though, I think. I honestly think it'll be a lot of congestion here at the moment. I think we're talking 6 months of nothing happening in Bitcoin.
Well, people are going to have to learn to trade sideways instead of just buy and hold. You know, in crypto, it used to be you could just buy it and close your eyes and wait for it to moon. And we're going to do some sideways, I think, for a bit. But I agree. But yeah, no, I'm not super bearish. Below 8,200, I might be, but...
Yeah, I think if it goes into 6,000, start scaling in, and then play the range, man. You know, trade the range, man.
Okay.
There's me giving you advice.
British Telecom. Okay, no. British Telecom. Okay, so now let's move on to British Telecom. What did we say about that low at 216, which was the low from the 22nd of March? This is a swing failure pattern. This is where BT tried to go below those lows and couldn't sustain it and bounce. Actually, this is a bullish pattern. I think that unless we get a close below 216, we are going to rally and fill the gap.
Oh, okay. Yes, I think so. I think
it's looking double bottomy because of that.
Yeah, we need to get above that 221 level, I think, at the moment.
Yeah.
And because that's where we're sticking at. But nice, yes. Okay, let's move on to the charts. I'm thinking of Facebook open, I think. Where's my Facebook? Where's my Facebook? Oh, I've deleted it. I deleted my account. That's brand proved. That went successful, didn't it?
Record profits. The stock market price goes up. Nobody cares. Yes.
Okay, so the next one we're looking at, was it Nuformix? I don't know where we are.
Angus Energy,
Angus Energy announced yesterday some stuff they've farming into Barascombe, whatever they call the license there, 25% there. So a bit of positive news. ANGS, what do you reckon on the chart?
Look how long this has been building a base since February, and we've bounced off that low. You know, it has bounced off the low, but it really hasn't done enough to turn it around. It's got to close above yesterday's high, which was the daily 20 moving average, and above 6.7. And then I'm going to get excited that we'll see another swing higher. Until then, I think we're just sideways. I'm waiting for the momentum and some good enough news to blast us out of this range. It's really good support, but it's not moving yet, is it? When we do, if we close above 7, I think that, you know, we'll go at least back to 10, probably 12.94 is my first target.
Okay. All right, then. So Nuformix, I do like this company. I'm not in, but they're a pharmaceutical development company using co-crystal technology to unlock the therapeutic potential of approved small molecule drugs. They've signed a non-executive director who's got a cracking track record. He was the CEO of Vectura Group, who took it from its IPO to a valuation of over $1 billion. So he knows what he's doing. Chris Blackwell, NED. What do you reckon on Nuformix? NFX is the ticker there, by the way.
NFX break out of a wedge, a really nice wedge. And so I'm looking for some, it's pulled back to retest the wedge breakout level, which is around 3.5. And now it's turning higher again. I'm a little concerned that we might need to do a bit of sideways because the RSI is quite high. And what for me will be the sign that we're going higher. If we mark the closest prices, the highest ever close price in this stock is 3.98, and that's where we keep failing, and that's what we couldn't close above. A first close above 3.98 will be a bullish signal. We're going to retest 4.7, but my targets are 5.5 and 6.52.
Lovely. Now this is a story. Westminster Group, right, for years, they do service industry stuff, all around, based around Africa and stuff, Westminster Group. Now, for 3 years, pretty much, they've been mentioning this Middle Eastern contract that's worth about £35 million to them, which, of course, is, depending on what the share price is, was double, triple the actual market cap, the valuation of the company in its entirety. So they'd always say, we're getting closer until every RNS that came out with, every interim result, every final result, getting very close to signing this contract with the Middle East. And they didn't tell you which country it was or where it was. It was an airport security contract worth $35 million. But every time they did a release, getting very close, almost like the pen's to the paper. Next release, the pen is on the paper signing it. We're giving the contract over to them. Their pen is on the paper. They're now signing it. And it was like this for 3 years. Then yesterday, they came out with, Trump. You know, Donald Trump, he's pulled out this thing about there are Iran sanctions and all this. He's pulled out of the nuclear agreement, and that scuppered the deal. And so they blame Trump and say it was Iran, the country, apparently. So the share price cratered.
To be fair, I think that that this stuff with Iran is going to affect quite a few European countries that were looking for business or had contracts in Iran. So
far be it for me to suggest this wasn't a real contract in the first place. A lot of people are suggesting that. I'm not suggesting that.
Have you ever done business in the Middle East? Because it's having a baby, to be honest.
I know. I've never had a baby either. But another thing, I did say, actually, in the defence, if you are doing, you know, business in Iran, that probably explains why it's taken so long. They did say it involves 60 airports. Apparently, I don't know if it's 60 airports in Iran. But, to be fair to them, maybe that is the issue, it's taking so long. Iran is not an easy place to deal in, especially when there's sanctions all over the place. So they said this. They said the contract is signed now. It's signed, but they've had to stop and put on a hold because of this problem with Trump. So, I'm a big fan of blaming Trump anyway. So, I just do think Trump...
Careful, we're going to lose viewers.
Hey, let's be honest. Have you seen... the guy? How much evidence do we need that Trump's a maniac? I mean, do you see that medical thing he signed off about himself? He signed his own medical.
He's a stable genius.
I know he is. He signed his own medical thing off, and he said something like astonishingly, amazingly fit and healthy. The most fittest and healthiest guy has ever held the office. That's supposed to come from a doctor. A doctor doesn't write that. It's like, you know, exactly the same. It's the same wording that he'd use. And he signed it off himself. He actually dictated to the doctor what he wanted written. But he said he's probably the strong. He said astonishingly strong. Amazingly. Anyway, so let's chart WSG. That's amazing, isn't it? How people.
Yeah, but he's a stable genius.
So we got that. Stormy Daniels got other things going around. Come on, it's weighing up here. We got a lot of evidence here. That's things suggesting that Trump isn't a straight
suit shooter. World War III is coming.
Yeah. Anyway. I think him and Kim Jong-un may or may not get on very well because they're very similar, I think, you know. It's the stupid hairstyles, anyway. That's how you judge someone's been insane, stupid hairstyle.
Okay, before we lose any more viewers, Westminster Group. So we're going sideways. This is a weekly chart. We've been going sideways with flat moving averages for 2 years, and this is a wedge consolidation now, and we are going to retest the lows. This is going to be a third test, though, of the trend line that you can draw from May 2016. And third touches of trend lines are very often false breaks. I think that there's a serious risk that we peak a bit lower and find support somewhere around 7, which is the lows from 2011, and maybe fully retest the lows at 4.75, which would be a triple bottom then around 4.75. But that's why I'm thinking we find some support and turn higher again. Flat moving averages, I would only be really bearish in this stock below then. So where are we at the moment? About 11, and potentially, let's go down to the daily now and see where we are. Potentially, we're bouncing here from 10, 9.6. I think that there's better support, though, a little bit lower, around either 8.5 or 7.1. And then I think we should rally all the way back to the top of the range, which takes us back to 26.
Okay, let me tell you something that will annoy some people. I sold these today, right? And I was I doubled my money, sold half previously, and today when I sold them I was still 12% up on the original stake, and that's a good lesson in getting in early on any stock. Get in early, and then that will mitigate any risk. So if you get in early, in fact, Nick, on your Skype
but in this stock, yeah,
hang on, let me just say something. On your Skype signature, you're saying what's one of the things you say on your Skype profile? You do say be early or be wrong or something like that. What do you say?
Oh.
Be early or be right or something. Be right or be early.
Yeah. Be early or yes. And if you're both, that's really special. Yes, I'll find it. It's true. In this one, the writing was on the wall. We had a bearish reversal. We were sitting on the 200-day moving average. And then yesterday when we lost that 200 moving average, it was kind of game over for this one. But yeah, we're in the zone where we are going to find some support. I just think people should be prepared for a little bit lower before we go higher. And then we'll rally back at least to 17, which is a 200-day, and see if we find support or resistance there. And if we continue above 17.5, we should go back to the top of the range at 26 to 28.
Yeah, okay, cool. That's one of the things I've almost conquered. Now and again, I fall by the wayside, but if I miss out on a stock, if a stock has moved quickly upwards, I think it has good prospects anyway. I'll wait. Because I think I missed the boat here. And if it comes back, I'll get burnt. So, get in early.
You can either be early or be right. And when you're both, that's lucky.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, sometimes, exactly. And you're right, absolutely right. I mean, you can be early sometimes and be wrong, but still make good money, And it's the same old thing. It's the same old saying that I say over and over again. You can buy a bad stock at the good price and do well, but you can buy a good stock at a bad price and do badly. But if you buy a good stock at a good price, then that's an excellent return,
Yeah. Well, the market charges for confirmation. If you want confirmation that something is going your way, you're going to have to pay a little bit extra for it. That's all.
Okay. All right. Thank
Bye,
you
everybody.
That.
Have a great weekend.
Yes, have a great weekend. And by the way, you can see this video, if I manage to upload it before the end of play today, at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
Hooray! Right,
thanks, Nicola. Are you doing naturism things this weekend, like last weekend?
Naked gardening, yes.
Yes.
It's on.
Lovely. And trimming your bush.
Luckily, I haven't got any bushes.
Good, good. Actually, you are a naked garden, full stop. Completely naked. Not even any. Anyway.
Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.